So in addition to being a performer, you just kind of hinted that you were a composer, and then also I know you were a conductor. So let's talk about some of these other areas of your career.
In 1962 at Columbia, with my colleagues Charles Warrenen, who is a very eminent American composer still, and Joel Krosnick, who has been the cellist of the Juilliard String Quartet for, 40 years now. I think Joel has just retired. We started a series of concerts called The Group for Contemporary Music. And this was the first contemporary music ensemble based or in residence at an American university. Again, the fact that it was in New York helped it to gain attention very quickly. In the course of running the group, we needed conductors, that we sometimes did larger pieces. And so I began to conduct, and you know, I was conducting my peers. These were guys and girls who I played with. And when we needed a conductor, why, you know, I was ready to do that. So that's sort of how I eased into conducting. And it's kind of funny because most conductors start conducting the old repertoire, you know, Beethoven, Haydn, Schumann, Brahms. I began by conducting living composers like Elliot Carter, Milton Babbitt, Charles Warrenen, many composers, George Perle, whose work we programmed. And I became a conductor conducting avant-garde music. And it was only later in my career in San Diego, when I became music director of the La Jolla Symphony and Chorus, that lo and behold, wow, here I have an opportunity to conduct Brahms symphonies and to conduct Beethoven symphonies and Schumann. And I did, in fact, and had a ball doing so, of course, because that is wonderful, great music. But my career as a conductor has sort of been the inverse in terms of repertoire of most conductors, I think.
And then when did you start composing?
Really, when I was in high school, and I kind of flopped around because I didn't really have any particular guidance in that area. And then at the University of Iowa, I suppose you could say I hung out with the wrong kind of crowd. I hung out with graduate composers, and they had some wonderfully talented graduate composers at the University of Iowa, because at that time it was one of the few universities that gave a doctorate in creative work. And so it was kind of a magnet for a lot of talented people. So playing these people's music, it seemed very natural for me to send up some trial balloons of my own as a composer. And that was basically how I moved forward into that area. You know, there's so much that can be done. I'm still marveling at how many things I want to do as a composer, and I just need the time and peace of mind to be able to do them.